Welcome back to Ape Energy. Episode 15. I thought we were going to get taken down by now, especially with the fucking Marvin's room. Oh, wait, we can't laugh. We can't laugh because apparently if you laugh, you have to laugh after something to make it a joke. So we can't laugh. Let's see how long this goes. Because I have.
I doubt it's going to be long, but, you know, we could try.
Fuck.
How do you still fuck up?
Fuck. This is my idea and I still fucked up.
It's okay. It's fine.
Shit.
It's fine. It's cool. Cool. We'll try again. Right.
Okay. Starting now. So how's your day going?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, you know, I woke up 6 a.m., you know, expecting someone to be here at 7.
This is fucking hard.
It's okay. You can get through
it. Literally, when you said it's all right, I thought of the video. That's all right.
Good night, girl. I'll see you tomorrow. But listen, it's okay.
Hey. All right. Spanish word of the day.
Noche.
Noche. ¿Qué significa?
Night.
Cool.
Yep, that's it.
Cool. Right there.
Cool.
Cool. Cool. Guest, Snoop Dogg. All right, roll the intro. My name is Demetrius.
My name is Carlos.
And welcome to Ape Energy, the podcast where two apes don't do it. Don't do it.
How do you end up doing it? How do you end up doing it? I laugh to myself and you just bust out laughing. Our commitment level is zero. Absolute zero.
That's a big yikes. It's okay. You know, fuck it.
Fuck it. We're doing it. We're doing our own shit. No.
I was trying to make a point, but it didn't work.
No more ideas.
Yeah, we learned that from episode 13.
No more ideas. Anyway, welcome back. Episode 15, I hope.
From episode 12/13, whatever one that was.
That one was 13.
Okay, so then this is 15.
Yeah.
This is definitely 15.
Okay. All right.
All right, cool.
You know, when you stutter, you know, you look kind of autistic, right? You know, no.
Fuck you.
I mean, no, I wasn't saying to you. I was saying in general, you.
Oh.
I'm going to hold that in. Goddamn. Ape bastard. Ape black bastard. But, you know, shit, I already said black bastard.
What?
What? Anyway, what you been doing? Since last episode.
Let's see. Well, Under Armour's been closed.
For what?
So there was a shooting.
Yeah.
At one of the outlets in Under Armour, uh-huh. And somebody died.
Big sad.
And so they closed it down for a couple of days. I went up there twice to find out that it was closed.
Did they pay you?
The first time it was my fault. I'm not going to lie, because I didn't check my email. But the second day, I checked my email. And they didn't update us.
Oh.
So I drove up there and I just hung out.
That's a waste of gas.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about it.
All right, cool.
We're not going to talk about it.
That's all with me.
It hurt.
I bet it did.
My wallet hurts.
The wallet constantly hurts.
Speaking of wallets.
you know,
we have this little group. That's funny that we both thought of it at the same time.
I just want to be blunt, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm about to say it's my true feelings, but probably not in the way I should say it. So, like, you know, I don't want to be offensive. but I'm going to
be as political as possible.
That's incorrect. Political and me do not mix at all. If you know, if I had a political party based off of me, it'd probably be the donkey, but like just be the ass party instead. Mm. You know, no Democrat, just full on ass, because like that's what we got. Jokes, ass, right? Political intelligence, ass.
Felt that.
Intelligence in general, ass. And, you know, yeah, be the ass part.
I mean, you know, that's just part of being an ape.
Yeah.
So,
you know, at least I can move. Very least I got something.
We can actually move my humans. This okay. I'm just gonna shut up. This is why Carlos gives most of the content, because my content is bad.
That's a
for those who get mad at us because Carlos does most of the content. He's the one with the stories. He's the storyteller. I'm just here for a little bit of comedic, you know, non needed comedic relief. So
he's a stress reliever. Okay, like. You know, streaming, like, I'll tell you the story, right? Streaming, like, I had to do the stream 3 times, right? Uh-huh. I said it was the first stream. I lied, okay? It was kind of, you know, it was kind of uncomfortable, you know? I have to tell everyone in my house, hey, don't say shit. Right? Because, you know, my walls, nothing. Mm-hmm. You can hear everything.
They probably heard that, right?
They probably did. So, you know, it's kind of weird. Like, I'm telling a story, and I know, like, next door, my sister's probably listening. Right, and like there's no laugh, you know, I don't have Demetrius's laugh to like back me up, so I don't know if it's funny or not. So then I end up like staring at myself in the camera, just like, damn nigga, is that really you? You know, you think they laughing because I'm not laughing. You know, so you're a stress reliever.
We need to be playing like Apex.
Listen, I think we'd get banned off of Twitch if we like if I just like don't filter myself at all.
Oh,
you know, and just like say what I say when we play Apex. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty positive. 3 streams in, they'll be like, Ape Energy channel deleted. Because, I mean,
we should probably look into the
rules.
By the way, we now have a gaming channel.
Mm-hmm.
So Ape Gaming.
So far, it's been yours truly.
Yeah, I haven't been able to sign on to it yet. I have to download Twitch onto my PlayStation, so.
It's okay. I'm just gonna start it out, and then you take over when I, you know, my shifts start to come back.
Pick up, yep. I got you. I mean, I've been pretty busy, so the chimp is gonna have to.
The chimp is gonna have to really pull.
And he's the sweat too, yeah. So
he's gonna have to carry the channel too.
We're gonna have to bring him on next episode. We keep saying that we're gonna bring him on, but we don't.
That's because he goes to school. Okay, what the fuck do I look like? Know. Waking up mad early. Unless it's for work. So fucking, you know.
And just so you know, this is apparently work because we were supposed to record this at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But your boy, you know, I can't wake up. So
for shit.
Look.
I woke up at 6, right? Because I, you know, an hour earlier, usually, not today either because I went to go walk, but usually an hour before Dimitri says he's going to get here, right? I'll set up everything. He just comes in. And then we hit record, we test, and then we record the episode, right? Mm-hmm. So I wake up at 6, I put everything ready, and, you know, I'm just listening to music, trying not to fall asleep, right? So, you know, I'm, like, playing X and some shit, you know? You're like, because waking up that early, especially after yesterday's nonsense, you know, it kind of got really annoying, and I wanted to shut my eyes. But I'm going to die real quick. You know, I wake up and I'm like, okay, so it's 7. It's 7:10. Then I'm like, oh, so it's 8 o'clock.
he texts me.
Oh.
He says, 8. It's 8 o'clock.
And then at 9 o'clock, I was going to text him again, but I was like, no, maybe he, you know, he got a flat tire. Maybe, he, you know, maybe he, like, he arguing with his grandma. You know, I'm just going to let him slide. Then it's like 11 o'clock and I get a text saying, yeah, so
as you can see, I'm not gonna make it.
But it's fine. It's cool. It's okay. We're here now at 6:14.
Well, thank God you didn't have to work so that we can get this recorded.
Yeah. I woke up 12 hours ago, Demetrius. Just letting you know.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your commitment.
Yeah.
I would be better. I'll be better.
Probably the most non-committed, committed person you ever meet in your life.
Who, you or me?
Me.
Oh.
I commit to things that, like, usually people don't commit to.
That's true.
Trust me. So, you told me earlier to ask you questions, right? So, we're going to play 21 questions. Are you ready?
Look, y'all wanted more content from me, so yeah. this is what's going to happen.
We're probably going to call this Demetrius's episode.
Okay.
Part two.
Part two.
Yeah. Episode 13 was supposed to be your episode, but, you know, 5 minutes in, someone went...
Was my fucking brain.
you were a whole 747 plane, right?
I really...
And then, you know, the episode was the Bermuda Triangle, and, you know, we flew right over 5 minutes in and gone. Your content disappeared without a trace. Who had to carry? Me. Who had to get sad? Me. And you? Marvin's room.
We didn't get taken down for that, by the way.
I know, I'm so happy. That episode may be like hot garbage, but we didn't get taken down.
All right. Shoot.
All right, we're gonna give you an easy one to start off, right?
You know, make it questions that I can, you know, expand upon.
Shut the fuck up, okay? I'm asking questions. What's your favorite color?
Black.
That makes sense, all right? What's your favorite animal?
That's a good question. I'm quite sure about that one.
What the fuck, dude? We're on question number two.
I mean, there's a lot of animals.
There's a lot of different Pokemon. I can't catch them all. Pick a goddamn animal.
The first one that came to mind was a lion, so I'll go with lion.
Goddamn Mufasa. All right, what's your favorite Disney movie?
Lilo and Stitch, definitely.
Lilo and Stitch? Okay.
Oh, that's a fucking great movie.
Okay. What's your favorite football team?
The New York Giants.
All right, cool.
I say that with some pride.
The little pride we have left.
Can we just get a good quarterback and good offensive line, please?
No. No.
Be great.
No. That's like asking the magic concho.
No, we need defense. That's what we need.
Yeah, get rid of Alec Ogletree, that fucking old ass bastard. Fucking slow as shit, man. I could probably run faster than Alec Ogletree.
Just put hashtag Carlos to the draft. Hashtag Carlos to the draft. Just
put me like as
hashtag draft Carlos.
At the end of the draft, just surprise, you know, just pull my name up. I get a phone call, I start crying, and then you realize it's just a Chinese man on the opposite end of the phone telling me I haven't paid for my food. So
that was a really extensive
I'm trying tangent. My best, all right. What's your favorite thing to do? What's your favorite like hobby?
Other than baseball or
yeah, other than baseball. Everyone knows that you're the baseball fucking
yeah. I play video games and work. That's my life.
Please expand before I lose brain cells. Please expand. What's your favorite game?
Let's see. I play Apex. I play 2K. I play COD, Call of Duty. You know, add me on PlayStation. Ape_bomber54. Okay. Add me on Xbox. NY. Anki 54. Yeah.
Are those weed socks?
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you the story of how I got them.
Okay, go ahead. Your episode.
Okay, so my grandma, a while back, she bought me a pair of weed socks.
She wants you to get high?
See, that's the funny part. Uh-huh. When she bought them, I went around, I'm like... Like my house, I was like, you guys see what Tumami bought me, right? And I was like, and my sister was like, everybody was like, does she know what that is? I'm like, let's find out.
Yeah, exactly.
So I bring the socks to her. I'm like, hey, Tumami, you know what these are, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, those are palm trees.
Oh.
And it has the Jamaican colors. So you know, well, it's not these socks. These aren't the socks that she gave me, but they have Rastafarian colors. And she was like, yeah, and they have the Jamaican colors. So I thought you liked them.
Yeah. Yeah, you do like that plant, you know.
Wow.
But, you know, hey, a lot of people like the plant.
I used to.
Oh, you used to. We changed. Like day 22, and then we went back to day one, you know, because we changed. No, it's cool. We changed. It's okay. A lot of people change. A lot of people.
I tried it.
A lot of people. Once. No, it's cool. I understand. I got you.
And then she just bought me these ones. Oh, and then afterwards she proceeded to say, you know, that's funny, I used to roll it, but now I don't know what it looks like.
So I don't see what's the problem. Ain't no problem.
I mean, I don't know, she used really did, because she was the assistant to a senator, so
Hey man, whatever happens over there stays over there, though. Mm. And you know, there's nothing wrong with a little weed in the morning.
And that's on. I don't know. I was going to think of something funny. I couldn't think of anything funny.
Next question. God damn, this is gonna be great. It's gonna be excellent for me to listen to at 3 a.m. I'm gonna be so like, what? You know, I'm probably gonna be mad at myself.
Why did we let this happen?
You know, you gotta have one episode at least.
Of course.
You gotta have one. Okay. I can do the other nine. You gotta have at least one.
Next question.
Actually, wait. When we really break it down, if we're having a guest every other week, right? That means it goes me. It's the order that's supposed to go is me, you, guest. But it's actually me, guest, you. All right?
Guest.
So...
you. Because we had two guests back to back, didn't we? At one point?
We don't talk about it. we don't talk about it. That was a live studio audience with multiple guests. We don't leave it alone. All right, next question. Damn. What's your best memory of Negro Car?
The beach.
The beach?
Yikes, fuck. I'm going to have to expose myself
to
my parents.
Uh-huh.
So on the way to the beach... On the way to the beach, we kind of raced. With the, who was it with? It was
with John.
John. We won.
Yeah, we won.
He got pulled over. That's an automatic dub.
Yeah. He got disqualified. Man, you know, he was in first, though. I ain't gonna lie. That man. He was.
No. It was back and forth. When we got to I-275.
Yeah, then we started.
We were ahead then. But then I said, because I was enough in the lead to be like, let's slow down, because I know that there's hella cops over here. So, but he didn't, obviously. And
no, he couldn't see him.
Two out of the four cars that day got pulled over.
And it wasn't us. That's all that matters. If we got pulled over, bro, it would have been a wrap. They'll be like, oh, damn, what we got Negroes? Here?
That's $500 right there.
It's a wrap, dude. They're going to pull out the color sheet. They're going to look down at the very bottom. Wait,
what
and go
show
up.
Is that from?
Family Guy. And they're going to see exactly where we're at, and they're going to be like, how much did they charge for? Damn, that's $250. $250 plus $250 equals $500. And at that point, we don't make money, so that would have been real serious. I mean, we barely make money now. So, you know, I'm going to go to the next question while you do that.
Okay. Sorry. I'm a coach now. I'm a coach now for the Haines City baseball team. Uh-huh. And I'm in a coaches group chat. And they said that I wasn't going to be able to make the game, but I am able to make the game. So I just had to let them know before. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Next question.
What is your worst experience out of all your friend groups?
My worst experience?
Yeah, your worst experience.
See, I'm a very optimistic.
Shut the fuck up, Demetrius. Damn, what's
your worst? I'm a very optimistic person, so I don't really think about the bad times.
Think about the bad
times. Oh. I know one time.
Okay.
Go ahead. This one goes out to you, Mario.
Damn, Mario. He your best friend?
Yes, that's my best friend. You know, we've had some slip-ups. Every best friend duo has some slip-ups. So
yeah, but, you know, recently, your best friend. Okay. We've been doing best friend material, but go ahead.
So what was it? Was it Halloween Horror Nights? I think it was Halloween Horror Nights.
That he dipped you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the year that I didn't go with you.
Yeah. So I hit him up before, and I was dating a girl named Taylor at the time.
Brock, chill, nah, bro. That shit. Hey, man, don't chill.
That's
me.
His. That's okay. His. That's his she thing for her.
Is a strong, independent woman. Okay. And who else is strong? My boy Brock Lesnar. Okay.
Okay. Anyways, so me and her, you know. Before we went out there, he said that he had space in his car to pick me up, to take me home.
And don't look at me. Just don't look at me.
You're telling. And at the end of the night, he did not have space to take me home.
Who filled the space?
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure one of them was Simon. This, what is it, the semen demon?
Yeah, man, semen demon, man. He always has a spot. You cannot deny Simon a spot.
I think it was the semen demon and I forgot who the other person was that took the spot, but that's probably the worst one.
That's the worst experience
that I can think of. It's probably a worse one, but that's the worst.
That ain't that
you know bad. What I mean, other than, you know, I mean, the worst is probably getting bullied in middle school by my friends. So,
you get bullied now. So, like,
but it was worse. We're not going to go into details. Next question.
All right, cool. I'm just saying, you know, you get bullied really hard by cat. Cat bullies the fuck out of you, dog. Cat fucking drops the people's elbow and then fucking, when you're gasping for breath, she puts a fucking tear gas on you, right? Like, but you know, it's all out of love, though.
Yeah.
She bullies you out of love.
Yeah. And see, they did it out of entertainment.
Oh. See, that's just being an asshole.
Yes, yeah. What's the next question?
21 questions with Demetrius.
Yeah, a little bit more personal than we thought.
What's the worst thing you ever done?
So there's an option to pass, right?
No, not on this one. We need content. We're only 22 minutes in. We need content. We need a fucking story, damn it. Tell the fucking story.
I don't know what the worst thing I've done is.
So there's a lot of bad things, huh?
It's just, I just don't think about things that.
Come on, man. You tell me you go through actions and you're just like, damn, this is bad, but I'm going to keep going. Because I do the same. So, I mean I just want to know if it's relatable or not.
Yeah, I mean, there's not like.
I mean, I don't do people dirty, but you know.
I don't think I do people dirty. I mean, I did kind of fuck up in New York, but everybody knows about that. And you know what? Huh? I don't know. Any other ones? I just messed up in New York. I kissed another girl while being in a relationship. That's about it. I mean, look, okay, so.
Okay, let's just go over.
Wait. So basically, I got drunk and kissed a girl while I was dating someone. I deeply regret it, and I still feel like shit about it. But, you know, I have a friend that is like, well, you should, you know, she took you back, so that's low-key on her.
It's fully on her. What you mean?
But
she took you back. What you want about? That means she forgave you.
I mean, yeah. So she was like, yeah, you shouldn't feel bad about it.
No, you don't beat yourself up. She took you back. That means she took, you know, she put that in her mind, saying, damn, that nigga really did just kiss another girl. But, you know, it's okay because I love him. So you should.
I don't know about the last part, though.
Well, then her mind should have been.
Let me stop.
Her mind should have been, that nigga kissed another girl. Fuck that nigga. I hope he dies. This is why I can't
be a female. It's just like. I guess it just wasn't that way how I thought, but I guess this is the relationship episode that we were looking for, not episode 13.
You know, this is not the route I was going with this worst experience. I thought you were going to talk about how you thought, you know, like the reason why Peyton, like you thought Peyton hated you. You know, I thought that was going to be your worst experience. You know what?
That's stupid. Okay.
Shout out to Peyton, though. What's good, Peyton? How you doing? I'm
not going to do that. Next question.
Well, you passed twice.
I passed once. I actually did say the worst thing I did.
You know, when it hits a 30, we're going to flip it. So you have like a little bit of revenge, okay? Because like, you know, I can see it in your eyes. You're just like, fuck. You know? So it's okay. You know, the first half, when we hit the 30 minute mark, you know, that's when... You can cut it off if you don't want to hear me go for another story. You just want to hear Demetrius give content for the first 28 minutes. You cut it off at the 30-minute mark. So, damn. 5 minutes. I could probably squeeze in 2 questions. I got you.
All right, bet.
Last two questions. Okay, you ready? Hey. What is the most broke moment you ever had?
You ever not have enough money, not even in coins, to get a McChicken?
Back when it was $1?
Yeah.
No.
Back when it was $1. To the point where they say, we'll pay the last 6 cents for you.
6 cents, my guy? You had 94 cents? And you pulled up to a McDonald's going, see, can I get a McChicken?
I pulled up thinking that I had plenty of money. Because I was like, you know, I don't have any, you know, money on my card, but I probably have enough coins. I probably have a dollar's worth of quarters.
Yep.
Exactly.
Goddamn.
I was like, you know, I probably have enough coins in my car to get a McChicken. It's only a fucking dollar.
Dollars, 100 pennies, bro. Like, that's a lot, nigga. Damn.
It's not a lot of quarters, though.
No, it's only 4. What you got? You had 3?
I don't remember the exact amount of money I have. I'm pretty sure I had 1. And wow. It was 1 quarter and a bunch of nickels. So it was like 1 or 2. Yeah.
That's the person who gave you that free McChicken, basically, because.
I mean, facts.
You just threw away toll money. That's all you did. You just threw toll money at a McDonald's cashier. let me get a McChicken, please.
Exactly. But now I'm chilling. You know, I got a good job. Good amount of money. I get paid for it, though. So I get paid for those days. Yeah.
Okay.
So. Yes, sir.
It's just the fact, like, you know, it makes me laugh the most is, like, you know, whenever Demetrius flexes, right, you know, I feel proud for him, right, because I'm just like, yeah, that's my nigga right there, right? But and then at the same time I'm just like, he makes, how much do you make?
11 an hour.
$11 an hour,
right? Like, this is Florida. That's a lot in Florida,
right? So like, it kind of makes, like, you know, half of me, it's like, yeah, that's my guy. You know, double digits? Damn, that man went from Twisty Tree where he got paid dirt and maybe 2 seeds and said, grow your food. You know, but at the same time, you know, when I look at my jobs and, like, how I'm stressing, right, I'm just like, okay, at the very least, I'll have enough to pay something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one is biweekly, right? So every second week, I'm big balling, right?
Of course.
But, you know, every other week, my check says... $100. And then I gotta split that in 2. And I gotta split that 2 into 2. So I actually have $25. Yikes. But you know, here we go. Last question, right?
Alright.
What is the hardest thing to do in your weight loss journey?
The hardest thing is probably just waking up in the morning, early in the morning, to do it before everything so that I don't have to worry about it in the day. Mm-hmm. That's the main reason why I didn't, you know, I did so terribly last week. Mm-hmm. Was because I wouldn't wake up early enough to do it before I, you know, I had to start my day. Mm-hmm. Just getting that motivation to wake up and get out of bed.
I see that.
Is rough.
12 hours. Ago.
If I'm not going to do it for the podcast, why the fuck would I do it for exercise?
Because it's for your life. For your health, you big bastard.
That's a good point. I'm trying. Started over.
It's okay.
I haven't checked my weight. Last time I checked, it was 240.
It's okay. We all restart. You know, I was 240 when I was like 9. So, you know, we all restart. It's okay. Ignore the fact that I said when I was 9, it was actually when I was 12. Doesn't help it much, but
at 9 is when it started for me. when I had my first quarter pounder, it just went downhill from there. Let me tell you, I was okay. So I lived down here, from 2006 to now.
Yeah, right? Wow, that's 14 years.
Yeah. That's wow. That's a lot. Anyways. So my grandparents back then, they lived up in New York. Mm-hmm. So I would go and visit them. And one year, me and my sister went by ourselves. And
it was a wrap.
My grandparents give their grandchildren whatever. And I was like, let me get a quarter pounder. I want to try a quarter pounder. I want to try a quarter pounder. What's a quarter pounder? It looks like a lot of food.
Let me get another one. Make it a meal.
I had large. It like large. Okay, Fluffy. Gabriel Iglesias. you know how you'd be making those sounds.
Yeah, I'll be making those sounds in the most random places. I'm not even gonna lie. Listen, like, one of my coworkers caught me lacking, bro, because it was dead in Mr. Kamal's, right, and Adam Makita, right? And, you know, she was doing her thing, right? She's doing all, like, the fries and shit. And, you know, I'm on the register, and I'm thinking to myself when I go, right? And then she's like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? And then she's like, you don't hear that sound? I'm like, no, what sound you want about? And she's like, it sounds like a low humming. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't know what that is. It could be the machine, right? And then a couple of minutes go by, and my, you know, I lose my train of thought. And I go, right? And she's like, Carlos, how do you not hear that shit? And I'm like, I'm telling you, just restart the machine. And she goes, I already restarted it twice. So there's, like, it has to be from outside.
You should have been like, maybe it's your stomach.
No, because I didn't catch on the sound for myself.
Oh.
You know, it's just me being, you know, autistic. And then the third time, right, it was like, we switched sides, right? Mm-hmm. And then guests were starting to get up. And then, you know, I'm starting to get mad, right, because the shit's not working with me. And, you know, I'm getting backed up. So when I'm pressured, you know, I make random sounds, you know, just to like, I guess to like ease my brain processing.
Okay, right? So, okay.
Shut the fuck up, right? So then, like, she's like, "I need more fries," and I was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Carlos, the fuck was that?" And I was like, "Don't you fucking ask any questions. Just let me do what I gotta do, okay? It's a stress reliever." And then she's like, "What kind of stress reliever is that?" I'm like, "It's better than weed, all right? It's better than drugs, okay? Mm-hmm. Just let me do my." Sounds okay. My goddamn, yeah, it made me seem a little special, right? Right? But you know, you just gotta let me do what I gotta do, okay? Just let it go. Right? The rest of the night, okay. We had to close. The rest of the night, she was like doing sounds to me, right? And I was like, bitch, you better stop. This ain't no fucking mating call, bro. You better catch me in this uppercut of your goddamn wife. You keep making fun of my sounds. But now it's your turn. You ask me questions.
Okay. Let's see. Now this is the hard part because
it ain't that hard. I'm an open book.
What is your worst memory with any friend group? I'm gonna throw that one back at you.
Easy.
I think I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
Is it when they left you at Posner?
Yeah. Let me tell you. So.
Okay. See, this is why you tell the stories. I'm just there.
I'm with my boy Seth.
Input.
Alonzo, and Wheel of Fortune. Right.
Oh. Okay. Gotcha.
We driving right. And we go by your house, right? We're hanging around there, right? We go to Eagle Ridge Mall, I think. We go motherfucking bowling, like GTA 4, you know? Fucking cousin, let's go fucking bowling. You know? So, you know, me, I don't like bowling. Why? Because every time I play bowling, right, some bad shit happens, right? Mm. I win. Don't get me wrong. Like, yeah. I'm a baller, all right? But, you know.
You got to play me.
Listen, I'll play you in Wii Sports, but you actually go and practice, you loner. So, you know.
That was back when I didn't have anything to do.
Whatever.
Leave me alone.
I'm losing it. But, you know.
I had no friends.
It's okay. You got to pause.
Oh, wait. I got to laugh after the after it. My bad. I have to laugh after so that. Laugh.
Yeah, make sure there you laugh.
Go. Yeah, because then it doesn't. Then I'm being serious.
So much hatred in you. So, you know, we go.
Just don't come for me. I mean,
yo, you had your turn. All right, it's my turn. Okay, fucking Shannon Sharp. It's my turn. Okay, so bowling, right? I lose, right? Because it was my off day, right? Mm-hmm. Then, you know, we're driving back, and you know, my house is before Posner. Everyone and their mom knows that if you're coming off of Eagle Ridge, right? And I go, hey, maybe you should just drop me off, you know, and then, you know, I could take Seth home. And, you know, Wheel of Fortune looks me dead in the eyes and goes, nah, we can go hang out at Twisty Tweet, get your motherfucking ice cream, and then I'm going to bring you home. I was like, okay, but my house right there. And I got ice cream in my house. So, I mean, I ain't gonna pay for shit. And then she's like, oop, passed it. And I was like, oop, bitch.
Right? Make a U-turn. I mean,
I know, it's not that fucking hard. But then again, she drives like there are no laws. Okay? Wheel of Fortune drive, like all four wheels have fucking hyperdrive, right? Like, she drives the car like it's a spaceship. Every curve, bruh, there's like this. There's like a gnat's dick size of the chance of me actually living without screaming. Right? Because she drives like you know, she drives like God has a shield around her no matter what she do. Right? So we get pausing, right? And then, you know, I get out the car and I sense the bullshittery instantly. Okay? I get out the car. Seth gets out the car. Alonzo doesn't get out the car yet, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm like, that man ain't getting out the car. She gonna say, I gotta go. And I'm gonna take Alonzo home. Right? And I look at Seth, and Seth looks at me, and we both catch the bullshit on sight, right? So, we get out the car, we go, and you know, she's still in the car. She's still there. In the vehicle. We're supposed to be at the cone. And she's in the car. And then she gets out. Alonzo goes to the front. That girl walks up to us. Right? And then she says, yeah, so my dad says I have to be home. And I know I made fun of you for having a curfew, but now I have a curfew. So I'm going to leave. And I'm taking Alonzo with me because he's on the way home. Okay, bye. And I was like, hold on. What do you mean?
How did Seth get home?
I was the gateway to Seth to get home.
So y'all both walked?
I was stranded. In the middle of motherfucking Posner Park. With Seth fucking Mueller.
Bueller.
Moving around, Bueller. Waiting and waiting till my mom finally decided to get us, right? She didn't have to. She could have left us there. You know, thanks, Mom. But, you know, when I called her and I said, yeah, I'm at Posner with Seth. Can you please pick me up? My mom's like, what you mean? Because, you know, my mom don't, you know, she didn't understand. She understand that I was, you know, driving around with a fucking crackhead. Right? So get there, go home. Seth gets to eat, you know, ribs because...
So y'all both walked?
No. We waited. The time that I walked was the time that I called you and you were doing something and then no one else picked up and then I walked home.
I apologize.
No, it's so, okay.
What was I doing? Do you know? Do you
remember? No, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I walked home.
I'm sorry.
My legs remember.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I was probably at like a game or something.
You probably were. But, you know, that's the worst experience because not only did I feel like I got because I could have been home, but I was also abandoned, right? But it's in a friend experience because Seth also got to experience the same shame as I felt coming home mad late on a school night. On a school night. Then waking up 3 hours later to get ready for school. Fuck you, Wheel of Fortune. Fuck you, dude. Okay.
Well, shit.
Next question.
See, I don't have good stories like that.
It's okay. Next question. I don't care.
Best trip.
You can.
Which time?
Second time, obviously. The first time I had to take care of Brian Brown. You know,
yikes.
Yeah. First time, everyone's like, "Oh, we gonna get drunk, right?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah." And then they're like, "Except you." And I was like, "Huh? What you mean? Except me? Hello, I paid for this shit." And then they're like, "Nah, we drink it down." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool, okay."
Wait, is that was the first time?
I'm telling the story of the first time.
Got you.
All right. Then you know they all get wasted, and I'm over here like, when is it my turn? Because your boy looking kind of thirsty. My throat kind of not liquefied with drinks. And so then I drink the rest of the water, right? Because if they're getting fucked, I'm getting fucked them twice. Because now they can't sober up, right? So now they're all crackheads. And now they're going to get hurt in some part or some way, some fashion, right? Physically, mentally, or emotionally, right? Because I thought, okay, y'all going to take the thing that I was promised? Okay, that's fine. Cool. I'll just make sure y'all die. You know? So then, you know, I took care of Brian Brown because Brian Brown, you know, he is super lightweight. You know, that man like paper tin. And, you know... Man comes out and he's like, "Hey man, how you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, you know, I'm great. You know, fuck you though, but doing great." And then you know, he was speaking nonsense, and then I had to try to take him under control. You put him in his room, and I'd be like, "Hey man, go to fucking sleep. I don't want to deal with your fucking junk ass, okay?" Then the other Brian was doing some dumbass shit with Wheel of Fortune, right? And then I was like, "Hey man, listen, you in a committed relationship? You better stop that nonsense, right?" Then Alonzo was there, and I'm like, "Alonzo, you know, you on your own." I go to Justin.
Alonzo can handle himself.
Yeah, he can handle himself. He's a veteran. Whatever, right? A future veteran. So, you know, I go to Justin.
And veteran at drinking.
Yeah. And, you know, I go to Justin and Justin, you know, and yeah. then I go to other Justin who's there and he's like, "No, I'm fine. I'm just tired." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to leave you alone." And then it was just me, Carla, and Michelle trying to take care of six people, except I didn't really care about six people. I only cared about myself at the moment in time. So I kind of left them to die. But cabin trip number two,
yes, sir. That was fun.
It was really fun as fuck.
We got cheated out of beer pong.
Listen, Sarah's rules are retarded.
Look,
okay,
just because y'all swing for the other side does not mean you can use the blow rule. Okay.
Oh,
that's what
I like how you
about.
Censored yourself. I'm gonna say it the way you want to say it. Listen, just because y'all blow each other don't mean you can blow in a cup. Okay,
for those
that didn't exist. Okay, when we played, that didn't exist. So, we made up that bullshit. Then every party,
yeah, we don't count that. Look. Just for preface, for those who don't know, apparently there's a rule that in beer pong that you can block the other person's shot if it rings around the cup. So for girls, you can blow into it and blow it out. For guys, you have to stick your fingers in it and, you know, What's the word? You have to take and take it out like that.
Remove the ball.
Remove the ball. Right? But
that didn't take consideration.
It's a lot harder to take it out with your fingers than to blow it out. Uh-huh. And Justin and what's his name? Zayden?
Yeah.
They both said that since they're gay, they get to use the blow rule.
Which is nonsense. Just because your flag is multicolored and mine is just red and blue and white doesn't mean. And I'm talking about the Dominican flag, not the United States flag.
I was so confused.
That's why I didn't say red, white, and blue. That's why I said, you know, the other
red, blue, and white.
So, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, I'm from a tropical island. Does that mean I get to like push over a cup and say that's, you know, it's a wrap because tsunamis? No. Stupid ass rules. I share a whole piece of land with Hades. Does that mean I get to shake the table? Cause an earthquake and all your cups go gone and that means I win? No. That doesn't mean you get to blow the fucking ball.
if you were using those rules, you have to use the same ones as us.
That's all I'm saying. That's why we're still undefeated. We don't count that bullshit.
We don't. Yep.
I don't. Don't tell me later that you would count it. I will not count it for the rest of my life.
We don't. We're 12-0.
12-0. 12-0. That's the way it's going to stay.
I mean, I guess we could technically say 12-1 with an asterisk.
No.
Nope. 12-0.
That looks ugly.
12 on a shirt.
Yeah. That looks ugly on a shirt.
We've made shirts.
12-0. Personal shirts. Dumbass. You could tell like I'm really heated about this.
Yeah, just
anyway, next question before, you know, I get demonetized and completely ruined.
I don't know.
Come on, man. Damn. You got 15 minutes to ask me 3 questions. 4 questions if you're lucky.
I just want to talk about that real quick.
About what?
Apparently girls think I have hoes.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Fuck my turn. We're going right back to you.
Because you already took up so much of the time and you already talk a lot. On the podcast, anyways.
Okay, Demetrius. Damn, I'm sorry.
Look, I'm trying to. Go ahead. Demetrius, it's your people, turn. You know, go ahead. So that people don't get mad at me for not giving content.
Yeah, yeah. No problem, Skip Bayless. Go ahead. Take your turn. Why don't you have hoes, Demetrius?
My phone's drier than motherfucker. I can't fucking talk. Fuck. This is why I don't give content. Demetrius. This is why I don't give content.
Your phone is drier than your fuck.
Then what?
That's what you said.
No, then a motherfucker. That's what I was trying to say, but my,
wow, my stutter
caught me.
My dad's gonna be laughing his ass off in this episode.
she was like, oh, you probably have plenty of girls. You probably have plenty of girls.
I'm gonna tell a story for you.
She was like, you probably have plenty of girls. You know, trying to get with you. And I was like,
you would have thought.
Where? My phone is dry.
You know,
she's like, maybe you just don't notice them because they're trying to get your attention and stop because you don't give them the attention. I'm like, okay. Trust me, I'm always on my phone. If you text me,
he really is.
I will answer you. So
you kind of just exposed yourself.
I did. It's okay.
There's someone waiting for you to respond.
Look, I just don't get. I don't like having notifications on my stuff either. So
you actually read?
I do read it, and sometimes I mean I'll answer most of the time.
It's okay. I don't understand it. Like
it's just.
You know. Why do people think you have hoes? I don't really understand. Because
I'm struggling.
Because like
I'm on Tinder. That's how bad I see struggling.
You. They see you, right?
Uh huh.
I'm not saying you're ugly.
No, I don't think I'm ugly.
I don't think you're ugly. I don't think hoes would be attracted.
Yeah.
Hoes like, you know, big stacks, big racks, nice cars. And you have medium stacks, medium racks, and an old car. I mean,
yeah, it's I don't have hoes. If you're listening, I don't have hoes. I'm chilling, live my best life. Maybe if somebody came along. Huh?
But you want hoes? Is this an advertisement for hoes?
I mean, I'm not going to turn them down.
Goddamn, Demetrius, where does your morality lie? Are you a one? Oh, wait,
I have to laugh. I keep forgetting to laugh. I keep forgetting to laugh after I say something.
I just need to understand, right? Because are you a one focus guy or are you I need attention guy? Which one are you?
See, I'm just looking at the vibe right now.
Demetrius, that's not one of the two options I gave you.
Look,
are you a one guy?
I'm in the middle. Look, if I find somebody that I vibe with,
mm-hmm.
then let's date, see where that goes, maybe get married in the very far future.
So two weeks, I got you, no problem. Trapper, while you can.
I'm not like that. Like,
what you mean?
I want to get married as soon as I start dating someone.
No, obviously, no. Gotta let the trap wait, you know? You can't just be like, second date, be like, hey, bitch, here my goddamn silver ring you gonna wear on your finger to signify that. But, you know, you gotta let that wait. Be like, you
especially
know,
now after my last relationship, yeah. I definitely need a couple years.
Yeah, 2 years to be like, okay, I spent two Christmases with you.
Maybe 2 years, not probably longer. Because last relationship fucked me up.
Yeah. You know, on my resume, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to say simp. All right? It's going to say simp at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And at the second one, it's going to say really hurt. On the second one, right? But on the third one, it's going to list my experiences, right? So it'd say fool, clown, stepdad, that's daddy daycare. That's
crazy. Oh, I was about to say our resumes are identical, but I didn't do the daddy daycare.
Triangle experience, lesbian experience. I'm just saying my resume pretty goddamn nice if you really look at it.
Facts.
You know, the clown and simp part, no, but you know, daddy daycare never. Part, you never. Know, I'm good with kids.
I just don't simp. Ever simp. Don't ever simp.
Listen, that was in the past. But that's why it's on a resume. Okay. So, you know, daddy daycare, I'm pretty good with kids, you know. You can trust your kid with me.
I just like,
unless I hate it.
Like, honestly, I'm just I don't like the people that I meet on Tinder. I chew my shot. If they don't answer, I don't care.
No, I can't do that.
When I got onto it, I did care.
Mm-hmm.
And like it brought down my morale a little bit. A lot. Laugh.
A lot.
Cause
that's a lot, Demetrius. You shoot your shot no matter what. You close your eyes and you shoot your shot.
I have to laugh after every joke that we say because it apparently is serious if we don't laugh.
Come on, Demetrius. Laugh. Calm down, okay? I think she gets it. Okay?
I'm just saying because she time stamped.
let it go just let it go, okay? Yes, you got your shit rocked, but like she KO'd the fuck out of you. I'm talking about no chance. But you just pick yourself up.
I'm just saying
okay, just pick yourself up, Demetrius. It's okay,
joke. You don't have to laugh at every joke,
Demetrius. Just Carlos. Knock her out in some other way,
Carlos. You don't have to laugh at every joke, okay, Carlos. Man, listen,
I understand, okay? Just knock her out in some other way. Not physically.
I don't. Okay.
You know, any other way except physically, okay?
Got you.
Listen.
If only we recorded this.
Physically, do not take her ass out. Just don't. It's not okay. Okay, I've done it twice. Not to her. But it's not okay. Okay. Then she'll message you later talking about, hey man, there's a bruise on my arm, and then I'll be like, okay, but you caused the bruise, so what you want? You ain't getting money out of me. You can get like two nachos out of me, but that's about it. Listen, I'm just gonna say this, you know, to wrap up this part, right? If a girl hits you, right?
Mm.
This is my philosophy, and this is probably why I'm wrong. Right? If a girl hits you, right? Woman, or at least the women I interact with, and in the past, so interacted with, they don't hit hard. Okay. They generally do not hit hard unless they're from Mother Russia, okay? Or they have the body of fucking Umaga or Brock Lesnar, The Undertaker, or The Big Show. Those bitches hurt. But, you know, if a girl hits you right the first time, you can say that it was playful. The second time, you can say it's kind of playful, but it's kind of getting annoying, right? The third time, you warn them on the second one. You say, hit me again, and I'm going to knock your shit. The third time, right? They understood that you posed a threat, and they ignored it to see what you would do. So when you rock their shit, and I mean, you, you know, I'm talking about, you just hit them once. Okay, you just hit them once. It's 3-1, that's the ratio. But if they continue after the third hit, then it's on. You know, they a whole nigga at that point. That's all I'm going to say. If you hit me four times, best believe I'm going to slam you, put just you in a hole, and it's a wrap.
Just want to be clear.
Don't hit me four times if you're a female. That's the point. Clear. That's the point. Just don't hit me four times. You're going to get that German suplex.
Just be clear. We're not.
We don't endorse domestic violence. Domestic violence. But I'm just saying, don't hit me four times. You hit me four times, it's a fucking wrap, okay? I'm going to wrestle you like it's for a belt. That's all I'm saying.
I hope we don't get popular for this very reason. Somebody's going to listen to this.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, yo.
He beats women. Exactly. But I know. I put it out there. First hit, playful. Second one, you give a warning. Third one, you hit them back once so they feel the power that they're going to get again. And if they hit you the fourth time, it's a wrap. You take your gloves off, right? And you know you do what you got to do, right? And then if they hit you a fifth time, they just, I don't know.
They're suicidal.
Yeah, because you obviously got thrown around to hit number four. You hit me in number five, you know. I actually start getting mad at that point, right? Because it just makes no sense, okay? Obviously, you see I overpower you in physical strength.
Yes.
And yet you continue to hit me. Do you think that I'm not going to retaliate? Because I will. Because I'm just saying. There's, you know, this message is for like one specific just person.
Don't.
Who keeps texting me, hey, I got a bruise. My elbow hurts.
We're going to have to put one of these days where I get like a commercial from like
anti-domestic violence. It's going to go like this. Watch. This segment of the podcast does not promote domestic violence. Please do not copy. I don't know the other word for copy right now. Please do not copy the actions Carlos states for the following 8 minutes. And then you just hear me go, yeah, you know, you should just choke slam that bitch and put her in a fucking sharpshooter and just end it. And then when she taps out, you got to make sure she looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin when he fought Bret Hart and he was bleeding out of his fucking face. You know, I'm just saying. That was a great match. You saw that match?
No, I didn't.
Oh, damn. I'm going to show it to you afterwards so you know what I'm talking about. That's probably going to be the meme before this episode. Because, he was bleeding a lot, dude. Like, he was bleeding a hell of tons of blood, dude. And then he passed out. He didn't even, he didn't submit. So that's like this one person I'm talking to. She don't quit until like she physically cannot move like a Pokemon. Like she faints. But you know.
That sounds so.
You know, when I actually thought about saying that, right? I was like, damn. Someone's going to ignore the fact that I said that they hit me five times to get to this point. And they're just going to be like, damn, Carlos would really be beating women out here.
I hope you know that this is going on the internet, and the internet is mean.
Yeah, the internet's mean. Yeah, that's cool. But you can always turn off the internet, put on airplane mode, and ignore everybody, and go back to being a shelter. Can I do that? Yes. Can you? No, absolutely not. You can't get off Tinder. And that was one of your New Year's resolutions. And then, you know, to close out that part, because, you know, this part, you know, we're not that popular yet. So I know some people are going to listen, but not everybody and their mom, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I feel like when we get to that popular part, that's when
we have to delete all of these.
No, I'm not going to delete them. Oh. Hell no. I'm just going to reduce what I say. You know, so, like, Tinder, right? You will never catch me on there. Never. Why? Because I'm watching you. You are the prime example why I will never be on Tinder. The prime example. I'd rather go out and embarrass myself and waste my gas. Right?
You'd rather simp?
Huh?
You'd rather simp?
Is that really being a simp?
Waste your gas to go...
Demetrius.
Meet a girl that's not going to...
Demetrius, listen.
Talk to you.
Demetrius. I'm pretty sure being a simp in that way is way better than shooting my shot. Oh, I said shark. Shooting my shot in the dark and just keep throwing shit at the wall and hoping it sticks. Okay? If you go out, right? Yes, you waste gas. You waste your gas regardless if it works or it doesn't work because you can't keep that moment forever. Right? So, you know, you go out there and you have your day, right? If it goes bad, you feel retarded. Right, you're just like, damn, my gas, my money, that food she didn't eat, the food I didn't eat, the waiter, me saying you too to the waiter when he says enjoy your food, you know. And on the way back, you're just like, damn, I'm gonna tell my homies about this, and they're probably gonna clown on me, but they need to know so I can just let out the emotional rage, right? But I think that's a better experience than being turned down on your phone. Because on your phone, they can't see you, right? Mm-hmm. So they can say whatever the fuck they want, right? They could roast the fuck out of you. Say you have like a tic-tac penis or something, you know, just completely destroy your whole emotional day, right? But in person, if they say that shit, you best believe they're gonna get the smoke back. And, you know, I'm going to make sure they look bad, you know. You make me look bad, you're going to get slammed in the tins. That's what I'm saying, you know, emotionally. Emotionally, emotionally, I can't make a mess in public, not in public. I have, you know, I don't know what is my reputation. You know, I think my reputation, like me, myself, when I look at myself, is it, you know, it's that guy who just, you know, he goes through, he does what he has to do, and then he goes home. That's it.
I mean, that's, you know, you're one of like the realest people that all of us know. So
okay, good.
If somebody wants an honest opinion on something, they'll probably go to you.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, because what is your reputation?
I hope that mine is. I mean, I'll tell people what it is, but a lot nicer than you.
Which mean that was a nice way. I said I do what I got to do and I go home.
No, that's not. If you're talking about like that, no. No, it's not. You'll be like,
I'm a big
stupid fucking bitch. Listen here. You're going to do this, this, and this. You fucking cunt-ass, dumb-ass.
That's the only way people respond. Okay? I tried the nice way first, and then they completely ignore me. They, you know, they have a bad experience.
And then you're like, and look.
Then, you know, you have to get serious.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you got to hold them, you know.
You have to do this because you're fucking retarded.
Exactly. How do you think that me and Tom are still best friends?
This happened because you're a fucking dumbass, and then this happened. Yeah, that's how.
Yeah,
that's
you got to explain it to people that way.
Yeah.
How did I explain things to you? That way.
Yeah.
I hold you, not like a baby, but, you know, I hold your shoulder, and I look you in the eyes, and I go, listen, you fucking retard. You know, and then, you know, I explain what you did. Because if I do it the nice way, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, damn, Carlos really, really understood what happened. But I'm going to ignore him because he didn't yell at me and make me feel like shit. He actually made me feel better. So I'm going to do it again.
That's a good point. I don't think I could do that, though. I'm too, like, a nice person.
No.
I just hope that, like, I come off as, you know, when people talk about me, like, oh, yeah, he's a nice person. He gives good advice that I don't listen to.
That's not what they, that's not, oh. That's not it at all, Demetrius.
What is it, then? I'm kind of scared for this.
You're a gardening tool. Why? That starts with an H.
Why?
And ends with an E.
Wow.
And only has one little letter in the middle.
Wow.
You're almost on that Brian Brown level. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, people...
Can you... Wait. We got to go back now.
What do you mean?
Why?
I don't know. Ask them. But listen. But let me tell you. It goes
that,
like this.
Okay, right? Wait. Is that with just rich people? Because...
I don't talk to Haines City people, so yeah.
So, rich people don't really know me like that.
Yeah, but that's your reputation.
At Ridge.
At my friends. So, you know, I don't, you know, they all say you're a kind, loving person, but, you know, there's always that whole aspect that gets thrown in there. They Kobe that shit, bro. It's always in, that's always,
I
mean, in there.
I don't understand why.
I don't understand why. You probably have the same amount of
luck
as I do.
I literally have no hoes.
You got, you know, you about got as much game as I do, but with a step up because you actually had a relationship. Yes, it was absolute shit.
Shit. I wouldn't say it was shit.
I say it was
ended.
Shit.
It ended.
The
on
way
shit.
You describe it is shit.
It ended on shit. I was going to say that the relationship itself was
Demetrius,
shit.
Every time I ask you about the relationship, what do you do?
I get upset.
Exactly. So it was shit.
I get upset because of the ending. Because it was such a good relationship and it ended. I don't.
But, you know, I'm not going to put out the other half of the reputation because, you know, it's a constant meme.
I mean, I made a mistake. Okay. It happened once. And I,
you're also, you know, remember like that. You remember the first meme being Petal Bear?
Huh?
Remember the first like ever like meme was Petal Bear? Remember it was Petal Bear's Petal Bear the Sanity Wolf.
I don't remember the good that. Wolf.
You don't remember these memes? Like the very first memes, dude.
I didn't I
like
didn't
you know really... successful kid with the fucking sand in his mouth and he goes like this. No, you don't know those memes at all.
I don't remember them.
Okay, listen, so one of the earliest memes was a pedo bear, right? Uh-huh. And he was an animated bear, right? And he was like he's a tall figure, right? And he would always hang out with kids, right?
Oh, jeez.
So one of my earliest reputations of you was the pedo bear.
Why?
Because of the relationship you had, right? But it was mainly because of the jokes we made, right? So, like, now it's different.
That was annoying. Now it was annoying as fuck. Like, it was really, like, not that serious. Y'all really dragged that shit out.
I mean, listen, what do you expect, okay?
We make and fun I of Mario. Blame Mario for starting that shit, too.
That's your best friend.
I don't care.
That's your best friend.
That I blame him for starting that shit. Because when I would go back to the middle school to help out backstage, I would talk regular. Have a regular conversation.
Mm-hmm.
With the 7th and 8th grade while I'm in 9th grade, right? 9th and 10th grade. Regular conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, how you doing? What's good? You know, crack some jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Demetrius, why are you flirting with the middle schoolers? Nigga, what the, what?
Go ahead, fight him. Fight him. I want to see it. I'll put you in a boxing ring. I'll promote it to you. I'll be like, in the left corner, we got an Italian plumber that has no plumber stomach anymore because he lost all his weight and now he looks like a string bean, but he has the beard of a magic man. And also can't figure out where he wants to live. In the right corner, we have a big black ape with multicolored hair. Likes to go Super Saiyan, then goes Super Saiyan Blue.
Back to Super Saiyan.
Because
I'm going to die blonde.
And, you know, has the magnificent beard of a 36-year-old man. Has relationship issues on Tinder, but it's okay because he got jokes.
Because I'll see you tomorrow.
Exactly. Good night, girl.
Good night, girl.
It's your boy Too Mad. Mario versus Too Mad. That's how I'm going to promote it.
It was so, like, I know it was a joke, Mario. I know.
Listen, bro, it's okay.
But it really got dragged too far.
Bro, listen.
It was a fucking, 3, 4, 5 year joke.
Listen, you don't know a bad joke until you recreate the joke that I made about Mario, okay? Listen, there was this one time, right? I didn't know Mario, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I knew Mario, but only at school. Like, I never hung out with Mario.
Yeah.
Mario's going to be, like, so upset if he gets to this part of this. But, like, we were at Destiny's fucking quinceañera, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That was right by my house.
Yeah. So, listen, this is not a lie. I don't care what he says. I don't care how he defends it. This is facts. And then I'm going to tell you the joke part. He was looking at the ground, right? But also, in the vicinity of where he was looking, Destiny took off her shoe and was fixing her sock. So it looked like Mario was googling at her toes, right? So, me being the comedic genius that I am, made a joke the very next day at school that Mario likes feet. And he has that weird ass foot fetish, right? Now I say that I get in trouble. But before, he got. flame. Everyone had their M16, shot him down, right? Then that joke finally dies, like in junior year, mm-hmm. right? That was like freshman year.
I wish my joke would die.
Hold on. His joke isn't dead, trust me. So then it dies out, but then he meets Eben and them. And somehow that joke comes back up and it's stuck with Mario till this day.
Oh.
To this day. Every time I see Mario look at the ground, I'm like, hey man, you know, stop looking at those toes, bro. Let him go. Relax.
I just want to.
You think Lexa probably like makes fun of him? Like, you know, that joke's been around the whole school. So I'm pretty sure Lexa has heard it like at least 3 times. Oh, like, you know, that joke really will follow that man for a hot minute. Like, if that man has a kid, I'm gonna make sure that little kid knows. So, you know, you just have a pedo bear joke, and he has a weird foot fetish joke.
I think mine's a little bit worse.
Yours is a lot worse. But at least he has a joke stuck to him. I don't think I have a joke stuck to me. Do I? Do I have a joke?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, that's right, because I'd kill anyone. You know, Tom has a joke.
Right? Tom, there's a couple.
Yeah, Tom has a lot of jokes.
He has a pedo joke. Come on, just go ahead.
Yes, Tom also has a pedo bear joke.
There
too.
You go. Thank you.
You know, so you're not alone in that aspect either. But the thing that's the difference between you and Tom is that Tom has like five.
But nobody talks about Tom.
Because Tom has four other jokes on him. He has four. You have one. That's all we get on you. What are we gonna talk about? What are we gonna get on you for? Your hair? That joke can only be for 30 seconds. I don't got hair. I barely have hair. So what the fuck am I going to be talking about? Yeah, look at your stupid hair. Well, you can easily be, you're bald. There's, you know, that doesn't stick. What else am I going to get out? Your fucking mom tattoo? That's one SpongeBob reference.
That shit's funny, though.
It's funny, but it's not going to follow for the rest of your life.
No. I'll probably get a worse tattoo in my life.
You probably will. You probably end up getting, like, some fucked up drawing on your
tramp
leg.
Stamp. Well, blackout drunk.
If you get a tramp stamp, Demetrius, you're off this podcast. Do not let me find out you have a tramp stamp, because you will be off.
What
this
if
podcast.
You find out before I find out?
Then, out of consideration, and to show that I'm a, like, you know, I'm a diehard fan of our duo, I will get a tramp stamp. So then we're both clowns. But that's only if you don't know.
Okay, bet.
If you do know, and I find out that you lied to me, and I have a tramp stamp on me, you're dead. You're just dead.
We should probably end it soon. Yeah, let's end it. Let's end it on that.
Not me killing you. That's terrible. Oh,
I mean, I was going to end it. I was going to say on tramp stamps, but.
What kind of tramp stamp would it be?
I don't fucking know. Somebody else would be getting it for, well, would be telling. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd actually design mine. Mine would probably be a rose. I'm not going
to
lie.
I mean, I keep thinking back to How I Met Your Mother, the butterfly.
So. Actually, wait. Let me end it on this story then. Okay. Because on Valentine's Day, right? Mm-hmm. My friend Amelia, right? She had a little joke, right? Because I guess she's single. I don't think she should be, but that's, you know, that's. Mm-hmm. Whatever her thing is, right? You know, she was like, okay. But you know, now she.
Okay, I'm gonna wait to finish. I'm gonna end on mine.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, let's end on yours because mine is negative.
Okay. You just tell me afterwards.
Mine is negative energy. We want to end it on positive.
Yeah, positive energy. All right. So okay, you know,
let me
go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I just don't understand why girls. I've shot my shot at girls, and then they post on their story. I want a man's.
Oh, no.
Why? You know how much courage it takes for me to shoot my shot?
You got to laugh. You're not laughing.
Oh,
You're not laughing. You better start laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
You better start
laughing. I mean, this is true, but, like, you know, I don't care that much. It's just annoying. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just annoying to try and shoot your shot, and then somebody's like, oh. This is like, no, and then you're like, oh, I wish I had a man's on Valentine's Day.
I'm 0 for 0. I don't take no shots. Why? I'm afraid of missing. I'd rather miss knowing I didn't take no shots.
I'm okay with missing at this point. I don't really care anymore. No,
listen, I project myself to have Shaq's free throw percentage when I shoot my shot. Okay? That's why it's going to be 0-0 until I have the confidence in my body and my mind to actually do it.
Okay, but go ahead with your story. Sorry.
But, you know,
I want to end. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we'll end it positive. So, yeah, you know, Amelia had a glow up. That's all I'm going to say on that part, right? Mm-hmm. So she has a tattoo right here, right? Like right in the middle of her chest, right? Mm-hmm. So she put on her story. She was like, oh, you know, Valentine's Day, you know, instead of. Fuck. Hold on. No, basically, you know, I forget what it exactly says. Anyway, you know, I doubt Amelia listens to this shit anyways. So she ain't going to be butthurt. But, you know, it was like, instead of, you know, getting flowers from some other nigga or whatever, bro, she was just like, get yourself a tattoo of a rose so you always have a rose on Valentine's Day. Yeah. So, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, that's actually pretty smart. But, you know, I don't want to copy and paste because that's unoriginal. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Amelia, you know, that's smart. You know, have a tattoo right here.
Thanks.
In the middle of your chest. You know, that's like, that's pretty fucking smart.
You know? To be honest.
You got some, you know, you got a, like, low shirt. Got a cool-ass tattoo. Then when people say, you know, I like your tattoo, that just means they looked at you. That's a confidence boost. She big brain. I mean, that's all I'm saying. She got
that's facts.
Big brain. But you see, me, mine would be on my ass. You know, just saying. Because if you got a rose on your ass, right? Mm-hmm. Ain't no one going to figure it out. Unless they see it, right? And the only way they can see it is if they see your ass.
Yeah.
Right? And if I let you see my ass on purpose... I'm pretty sure I'm golden. Pretty positive that we're probably married at that point. Or that's the best Valentine's Day I ever had. It's one or the other.
True. So let's end it on Niggalations.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start this now.
Niggalations.
Niggalations. What did you say this was? Niggalations what?
I don't remember, honestly.
Let's find out. Zapata.
I was like number verse 13 or something.
You said Niggalations. Verse 3. Fellas, if she gonna be dry, don't carry the convo. If she wanted to have a conversation, there would be no 1, 2, or 3 word responses. At this point, cease to continue the conversation.
Be smart, my niggas. That's be smart. Niggalations.
Exactly. And we'll end it on there. Go follow us on Instagram and Snapchat on Twitter at Ape Energy, Twitch.
Ape Energy.
Anything else?
No, that's Patreon, but no one goes there. Yeah.
Buy our merch.
Please.
We got season 2 merch out.
Still there. Designing season 3 later.
Yes. So, you know, have a good day, and we will see you next week. Doo doo doo.